Praise the Lord. Message number 144. The title of the message, Faith, Part 1. Let's open our Bible to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and let's read verse 1 to verse 7. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see. This is what the nations were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what is visible. By faith Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness that comes by faith. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless this time and not my lips, and let the message flow to your people who are waiting to listen to your word and who are waiting to know your will. We do pray, O God, the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that everyone who listen get blessed and will understand what you want him to know and what you want him to do. Lord, I pray that our faith will increase through your word, through the message that you send us, and we as a church and individual and ministries will commit our lives and way fully unto you, to serve you wholeheartedly and to be a fruitful people of yours. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Master. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. God and his word promising us certain things. These promises are our hope and the bonus for us to go forward, and the motivation for us to endure the present struggles and facing tomorrow with courage. By faith, we have hope, and we are sure of what we hope for. We are sure of what God had a promise to us, and we are also sure of things we do not see. That is faith. Certain time God was speak certain thing about the eternity, about the second coming of Christ, about to live with God forever. These things we did not see with our eyes. We did not go to heaven to see what God had prepared. But we believe what God has said, and we are certain of what God had promised to us. And that is what enables us to obey God. Why we live our life to God? Why we obey God? Because we are sure of what he promised. This is what the ancients were commanded for. God had blessed his people and had blessed his servants, as we read in the Bible, because they express their true faith and obedience unto the Lord. This is what the ancients were commanded for. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Same David, Noah, the heroes of faith, those who do good, those who live for God, they live it by faith, life of obedience, because they have faith and they believe that as they obey the Lord will reward them. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. How the universe was created, how the earth and heaven and all we see, it was not created from material things. It was created by God's word. God spoke, let be light, let be a space, let be a firmament, let be plants, let be animals, let be all kinds of birds, fish. God spoke, let us make a man in our own image. God created everything by speaking his word. So what he say here, that the thing was created not from what is visible, not from sand or metals or waters or air or whatever resource God used. God used his word to create everything. So here we need to understand, we should not put our hope on material things, on money, treasure, buildings, people, because God created things from what is invisible. God created everything by the word of God. Now here there are two kind of people. People who live and trusting material things, what they have, how much power they can get from this and that resource. People, they have faith on people and what people and their friends can make for them. That's not faith. Faith is to believe God and rely on him that he will be the one to give you and provide everything for you. Not from the thing that is visible, from the invisible he still can provide, because that is how God created heaven and earth and everything on them. He created universe by his word. Universe was formed at God's command. God say it, God did it. God say it, he will do it sure for you and for me. So that we need to put our faith on God and his word, not on the material things and the visible things that we see in our eyes. Faith command us and recommend us to obey God. And all the heroes of faith that we're going to study, they were motivated to obey God because they have faith. They were motivated to suffer and to live their life for God because they have faith. Faith, the true faith, bring forward obedient life and bring forward willingness to suffer for Christ. Verse 4, by faith, say Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of him, when God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith, he still speaks even though he is dead. We know Abel and Cain. One of them, Cain, offered to God some of the fruit of the soil, but Abel offered to God some of the firstborn of his flock. He offered the best to God. Cain, for him, to offer to God was something ritual. Anything just to say I did. And many Christians now like that. They just go to church. They just read the Bible, but without obedience. They offer to God what they want to throw away, or if they have time, they want to give to God, or they want to offer to God the thing that they don't need. That is like Cain offering without faith. But Abel, he has a relationship with the Lord. When he came to worship, he was looking unto God. Let us fix our eyes unto Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorned its shame, and sat at the right hand of the throne of God, at the right hand of God. Abel, when he came to worship, he was seeing God. His joy was in the Lord. He offered to God the best all his life to the Lord. But Cain, when he came to worship God, his eyes was right and left, comparing himself with others. Jealousy, anger, is there wrong motive, rituals only, just for the sake of the procedures, that the people would not say he did not give anything to the Lord, not from his heart. And what else? Because he have no relationship with the Lord, when he saw that the Lord commend Abel and his offering and his style of worship, he got angry of him, and he get up and he kill him. Abel, he worshiped God because he have a true faith, and his faith enabled him to endure even the persecution. Even he was murdered, and he shed his blood for the sake of God. True faith enable us, enable you and enable me to suffer for the Lord. You know, when we offer our best to the Lord, now we expect a reward, a promotion, or some lifting up or encouragement, but sometime, instead of receiving good things, we get harmed because we are a true worshiper of God. And we ask why? But let us look into the example of Abel, and let us learn from that faith. When you are obedient, also be willing to suffer for Christ. The word of God teaches us that anyone who wants to live a godly life in this world, he will be persecuted. Suffering is part of our calling. Suffering and enduring, and the endurance of suffering is part and parcel of the faith that we are called to believe. When we call to believe in God and in the message of Christ and his death on the cross as atonement for our sin, we are not only called to be saved, but we are called not only to believe, but we are called also to suffer for him. Abel suffered for Christ. That is the way that God was preaching the message to Cain. Abel suffered, not because he sinned, but he was persecuted by a sinner. Christ was hung on the cross. His blood was shed by sinners. We who follow Christ, we must know that. As Christ suffered and endured it because he have the true faith, we are all the same. As we follow him, we will suffer also. And that's the way God is preaching to to the world. When we do good, how we do good? When we endure suffering and hardship and persecution, God is rebuking and correcting the world through us. What he say here, that Abel is still, and by faith he still speaks, even though he is dead. He's still speaking. Even he's dead, he's preaching. Abel. That is his life testimony, and that's our life testimony. People may abuse us, persecute us, do bad to us, but we are like Abel. We cannot revenge, we cannot fight back. We cannot go and do to them as they did to us. No, we forgive, we endure it. And that is how God brings the message through our lives to the universe around us. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. Again here the example of Enoch. In Genesis chapter 5 verse 21 to verse 24 say, when Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. And after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived 365 years. Enoch walked with God. Then he was no more because God took him away. Now here, we find that Enoch walked with God 300 years. Not only one day, 2 days, 3 days, or 1 month, or 3 months, or 6 months, or 1 year. 300 years. God called me and called you to walk with God. Walking with God sometimes is so difficult because sometimes God is very slow. We have to go slow down. God sometimes very fast. God sometimes stay in one spot long time. But we need to wait and walk with God. As God is beside you walking, you need to behave. Somebody spoke bad word, you have to forgive. You have to control your mouth. You have to control your eyes. You have to control your spending. You have to control your speed of driving. Because God is walking with you and you are walking with God. You need to go a pace in your steps with the Lord. Like Enoch. He walked with God. He walked along the road with Jesus. And we need to do the same. So God will come, and when he will come, Jesus, he will take us. He was no more. He was not found because God took him. God took him away. He could not be found because God had taken him away. Why God took him away? For before he was taken, he was commanded. He was commanded as one who pleased God. He walked with God. God recommended him and God approved him as a man that he will live with God forever. The same for us. We are called to live with God forever, but we need to walk with the Lord. Obey him, listening to his instruction, do precisely what he asks us to do. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. It is impossible to please God without faith. And we understand what is faith. Faith and obedience is one. You cannot say faith and you don't have obedience, and you don't have obedient acts. Faith without deeds is dead. Anyone who come to him, anyone who come to God, must believe that he exists. You must believe, and we must believe that God is a true living God, and he exists, and he was on his word to be fulfilled. He was on his promise to come through in our life. We must believe that he will reward everyone who earnestly seek him. We must believe that we will receive our reward from the Lord when we earnestly seek God, walk with him, and obey his word and his commands. That is the faith that God called us to believe. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. God warned Noah that he will send a flood and will destroy the whole earth. So when God warned him, Noah got a holy fear. A holy fear is the fear that the one who express it, he will express it in the fear of the Lord. He will live a life of obedience unto God. A holy fear. In a holy fear, he built an ark. Noah, with his wife and his three sons, and his three daughters-in-law, they built the ark of God. Around 100 years, they work hard. That is how we express faith. That's how Noah expressed faith. Express the faith in God by obeying God, by imparting that faith to his family, to his children, to their wives, and motivated them and mobilized them to do the work of the Lord, to build the ark, to be saved themselves, and to be a testimony to others. Noah is a good example for us in doing the ministry. God give us certain vision. Everyone, God give a certain vision. You motivate the people in your family to help you in doing it. And you work and focus on achieving that vision. Sure, around Noah there were many people doing their own immoralities, marrying and giving to marriage, eating and drinking and enjoying life. Many temptations around Noah, but he focused on the target, and we need to focus. That is the expression of our faith. As we have faith, we need to do the work. There are certain assignments that we need to do. We should not waste our time. God called us to achieve certain things. And that, what is faith? God will use our obedience to be the example for others who want to follow, they will follow, and as a testimony against others who disobey God, they will be condemned. By his faith, he condemned the world. When you obey God and do what is right, and you don't comply with the will of the evil and with the ways of the world that the other people around you do, you are condemning the world. God, through your life, will condemn their sin, is condemning their sin, and you become heir of righteousness that come by faith. We would deserve to be saved by the blood of Jesus. Salvation is by faith, not by good work, not by anything, but we who receive Christ and we receive salvation, Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the good work that He in advance prepared for us to do." As we are saved, then we are saved for a purpose, and we express the true faith by doing the good work that God had prepared in advance for us to do. The assignment that we need to achieve. Noah focused 100 years to finish the task. The same for me and for you. As God had called you and you are saved, you need to walk with God, willing to suffer as Abel, willing to walk even 300 years as Enoch walked with God, and work hard, be fruitful, be precise as Noah achieved a good project, the ark. He brought the, he collected and gathered the animal that God had brought to him, and he passed with his family the tribulation that God allowed at that time, the flood, where everyone died, but he crossed to the next generation, the saved one. The same for us. As we are waiting for the Lord to come, when He will come, there will be distress and the period of tribulation, and we'll be saved as Noah was saved. Noah did not suffer the flood. We will not suffer the tribulation, but we'll escape the tribulation as we walking in obedience to the Lord and His word, the expression of our faith and to God. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word to us. We bless you, we magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your word bring revival and motivation to each and everyone to put his trust and faith in you and on your word and what your word and promises declare. To live in obedience, willing to suffer, willing to continue to walk with you, Lord, and to do the task precisely that you had ordained for us to do. Lord, I pray for those who are struggling, help them as they are willing to obey, and provide for them, and use each and everyone's life as a good testimony and a message for the world, a living message, a living testimony to condemn sinners and to be a light for others who are willing to follow you. O God, anoint every servant of yours who are willing to comply with your will, and through the Holy Spirit, and give spiritual gifts so that we will serve you and will be fruitful and bringing more souls and raising more disciples to serve you. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, O Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.